So in this recording, we're going to talk about beliefs again. Because what we believe on the inside affects absolutely everything in our environment around us. And I'm going to use an example of a question that someone wrote in by email to me. And it's, as an example, it's going to work really well. And the reason I understand what's going on with that person so well, and the belief system that's affecting everything that he's receiving in his life and how things are working, the reason I understand that so well is because I recognize it in myself, and I understand it in myself. So in a sense, I'm going to use this person as an example, but I'm really talking about myself. And here it is. This person wrote in and asked a very simple question. He asked the question, if I play your tape recording meditation all night long on a loop over and over again, will that help me? I could have answered the question in itself very easily and said yes. I've had other people do it and it worked for them. And by that very answer, instilled a certain amount of belief. And if he, from that answer, believed it enough, then it would probably work for him. But that question that he asked, underlining that question is a belief. And I thought it was more important to bring out what he's really believing. And I can mention it, but most people won't see it. And if someone were to mention it to me, in my own example, I probably wouldn't see it either. It has to be brought out, and we have to bring it out ourselves and come face to face ourselves with our beliefs, and then we can change them. And so now I'll explain what's really going on underneath. I, in return, asked him a question, and I said, what do you believe about playing those tape recordings over and over again at night? What do you actually believe? Very simple question. He couldn't answer it. Matter of fact, the answer that came back was not relevant to the question. It was something totally different. See, that represents and the resistance to actually look at what we really believe. We try to avoid it. And so he answers something totally differently. I wrote back and said, never mind the bullshit, answer the question. And he still couldn't answer it. But he did come up with a statement, and that was a very important statement. And the statement was, I've tried so many things before in my life that didn't work. I'm afraid to put effort and time into something and then not have it work out. I've done this so many times now, and so many times things have not worked for me. You see, that's the first step to answering that question. And that answer is just the skim coat to what's really going on underneath. And underneath, there is an underlying belief. Several of them. One belief is, he does believe in the material. In other words, he has come to accept that, let's say, sending love does make a difference and improves your life. He has come to believe that by channeling your thoughts in a certain direction, in a happy way, into the direction of what you want to achieve and create, will create that for you in your life. As, let's say, we explained in the book, Money is Love, some things are worth believing in. But underneath all of that sits a belief. And so many people have it, it's unbelievable. What do you think the belief is? I'll tell you what it is. I'll say it in my words. I believe it works, but I don't really believe it works for me. I believe it works for all these people, but things don't really work for me. They work somewhat for me, but I always have to work harder than everyone else. But it doesn't really work for me. There's an underlying belief that affects almost everything that a person does in life. Now, for some people, they have that belief in certain areas, and in other areas they don't. Or they have it in almost all areas to a certain degree. In other words, let's say we're dealing with money, creating more financial wealth in our life. They believe the system that's being used works, but not for them. And that it may work for a time or a little bit, but not really fully for them. See, sometimes we can override what we believe with extreme effort and hard work. So we really push ourselves, and during that time, we suspend that belief. And sometimes, if we continue that hard work, and we suspend that belief that sits underneath there long enough that things begin to click, we let go of that belief, and all of a sudden, our life just picks up and improves. And those areas that we were stuck on all of a sudden let go, and everything starts to click, and that belief just vanishes. But for most of the time, the belief is locked into place, and it's sitting there. See, it's something that says, this system for creating more financial wealth works, but probably not for me, because money just doesn't really come to me. Money just doesn't really love me. It's just not something that I'll ever really receive, be it money or be it something else. It can be a relationship, it can be whatever, a type of lifestyle you want to live. There's a certain belief in there, and that belief is sitting way down there. And when I talk about it like this, and you listen to it, it sounds familiar, and you can say yes, but you're not actually touching it. Each person actually has to look at that belief and find it, and come face to face with it, before you can really make a change, and understand that it's there. And that's where the difficulty is, coming face to face with it. That's why when you ask questions, or when I ask questions of people, that will bring them face to face with that belief, they avoid it. I mean, they jump left and right. It's like I'm throwing balls at them and they're trying to miss them. And they do all sorts of things to try to avoid it. And unfortunately, that's where it ends, because no matter what else I do, it's not really going to help. No matter how many recordings I make, how many books I write, it's not going to help. Now, the book, Money is Love, Some Things Are Worth Believing In, is designed, in a sense, to bring that out and to bring you face to face with that. And it works really well. You know why? Because I have that problem, that inner belief that used to say, money just doesn't really come to me. It's just, no matter what I do, no matter what I try, it'll come a certain amount and then it'll just peter out again. It's just something about me that just, it doesn't really flow. See, I had that belief sitting in there for a very, very long time. Didn't really recognize it. And I realized I had to do something about it when I finally did recognize it. Because every time I get close to getting financial abundance, in a greater way. I mean, I already have a much, much larger financial abundance than I ever had, but with the amount of effort and time I've put into it, I should have 100 times already that. But I keep holding it back. I keep pushing it back with those inner beliefs that I'm not good enough, that my material is not good enough, the books that I write are not good enough. The funny thing is, that's kind of the way I am. I'm never satisfied with the things that I do. I'm never satisfied with the books that I write. When I write them, I always feel like I could have done better. I should have done better. I should have put more effort into it. So it has better results for people. See, so that driving part is okay in some ways because it does drive me to do better, but it comes from a belief inside that says not good enough. See, and somewhere along the line, it comes back to a belief that I don't really deserve it. And why is that? We can blame all sorts of situations of why that is. But the bottom line, it is because I've accepted it. And I've said to myself, I'm not good enough. I don't deserve to have it come easy to me. These inner beliefs are not so easy to get out. It does take a little bit of work. And a lot of people find reading the book, Money is Love, is not that easy. And because the book is designed to bring you face to face with those beliefs, and to bring them out, is going to make it even more difficult to read. Because it brings you face to face with it. I have trouble reading it. In some ways, I can't even stand reading it. I have to sort of push myself to read it. And some days, some parts I really like reading. Because those are parts I've learned to face myself, and I can face myself. But there's other parts of me where I just can't face myself. And so I have a hard time reading those areas because I have to face myself. See, looking at what we believe and adjusting it is not all that difficult in a sense. It's just we've not learned it. In other words, we've learned the opposite. We've learned all our lives to hide what we believe, to push it away. And so now we're turning it around and we're saying, well, no, we have to look at what we believe and adjust them. Once we adjust them, then everything else flows to us. We adjust our magnetic field and we flow everything to us. See, if you take sending love and explain it to a person that does not believe and says, well, it sounds nice, but that's not really something that I think will really work. It won't work because there's a switch inside them that says no. And that's an individual right to turn something on or off. So once the switch is off, no, it won't work for them no matter what. If they decide somewhere along the line that this is a good idea, that sending love, yeah, that makes sense, makes perfect sense that we would come here and we would have the ability to create our lives and create a wonderful world in whichever way we want it, and that we actually come with the ability and the power to do so. It makes perfect sense. Once we do that, a switch clicks on. Now there has to be another switch clicked on. You deserve it. You yourself can do it. Not just someone else, but you. You deserve to have all the good things out there. You deserve to have an easy life. The funny thing is, a lot of people say, oh yeah, I believe I deserve, but they don't, because you can see and hear a little bit of a guilt feeling. They feel guilty that they then will have so much and others won't. And you try to convince a person, as I try to convince myself sometimes that by my having lots, I really bring lots into the world. But you see, that becomes a justification of a belief. And when I have to justify a new belief that I want, that I'm deserving, I'm already fighting a losing battle. Because whenever you use justification and argument, you're going to lose anyway. When something is, it just is. And so somewhere along the line, we have to come face to face with the belief that we're not good enough, or it's just not going to work for us because we're just not deserving of it. When we truly face that, face to face, we can see the unnecessary of it, and then it's not that hard to change. Then we can begin the process of believing that we deserve it, and it's okay for us to have it. It's okay for things to become easy for us. It's okay for us to listen to a meditation tape once a week and have it work perfectly fine as if we study it to the extreme. We can see this method in the world wherever we go. There's some people who have religious beliefs who believe that they have to almost work at it and read the scriptures 24 hours a day intensely to be whatever they think they need to be. These are all based on beliefs. The beliefs are designed to help create the life experience that we're living here. Unfortunately, when we let those beliefs get out of control and start running our lives, well, then we got a problem because we're not directing our lives anymore. Our beliefs are. That's like putting an automated system in your house to keep your house at the right temperature and to keep the grass watered and the flowers watered and all the little things that, you know, is required to operate a nice household. But when this thing starts to do its own thing, we come home and the house is cold. And it says, well, it's cold because I made it cold. We're not getting what we want anymore because we've let our beliefs take control. And so we have to go back in that area in ourselves where those beliefs sit. And it's not an easy place to go because we have to face ourselves. This is what makes writing and these recordings and all the stuff that I do so difficult for me and such a love-hate relationship for me. Because in order for me to write about this stuff, that in a sense I'm really talking about myself, I have to open myself up. I have to look at it. And not only do I have to look at it, but then I have to record it and give it out, which means this is almost like an invasion of privacy because I'm telling everyone else what's going on in myself. It's like opening your underwear drawer constantly, and so in a sense I hate it. Sometimes it's kind of embarrassing for me. I don't really want the people around where I live to read my material because it's like I have no secrets anymore. You know, everything I think and feel and experience and trying is out there in the open, for everybody can see it. And that's not really that much fun. Some days I'm okay with it, other days I'm not. But that's what you will find when you start opening up and moving inside, looking at those beliefs. You have to sort of almost let go of a little bit of a privacy and get in there and get it out, and sometimes even talk to someone about what you really believe. Find a friend you can talk to. If you don't have someone to talk to, then, you know, find someone who does it professionally and talk about beliefs until you find out which belief is the key belief that affects all the upper ones. Because there's always one at the bottom and it sort of clicks up. When that switch is switched, five other switches switch to the same direction. And that's exactly what I was saying before with the saying that, oh, I've tried so many things before and they haven't worked, I don't want to put the effort into it. That's a belief that it probably won't work, but it's a belief that's hinged on something else, that these things don't work for us, we're just not good enough. Now, give you an example. See, I believe that a lot of times my material isn't good enough. I just feel it could be better, more improved. And you know why that is? Because I have an underlying belief that says, if I believe too much in the material, that it helps people and that it's valuable, then I become too egotistical, and the material then, because of my ego, will not be as good. You might want to listen to that little piece again. See, I believe that when I come to truly believe how valuable the material is, then I become too egotistical to actually produce the valuable material. It's a funny thing, but that belief comes also from seeing certain things and believing them. As in the past, I've, you know, read many books and then come across the people or listened to an interview and found that what I saw in the book and what I saw in the interview didn't match. In other words, that person that wrote the book and the person that he writes about in the book, that he really isn't that person. And so I said to myself, well, I have to make sure I am what I write about so that it's as true to what I am as possible, and that it stays as honest as possible, the good and the bad. So if I'm in a bad mood and I'm writing something and it comes out kind of negative, well, I can't correct it. I can't erase it. It has to be honest. It has to be true. And that is how I begin to override my belief that if I believe too much in my material, that it becomes then an ego thing and not valuable anymore. So I realize why I believe that, because I believe that for it to be valuable, it has to be honest and true and not superficial and not half hiding behind a facade of a smile or saying, oh, I'm always happy, everything is always wonderful. Things are not always wonderful. Things are as they are, and they are a life experience, and some days are just shitty. And when my dog died, that was a shitty day. I knew it would happen. I mean, the time was coming. I knew it. But it's a crappy day. And I go through those experiences. And I feel crappy. But I also feel good about feeling crappy because, in all honesty, I don't think I've ever experienced so much love as for that friend. And so it becomes a happy thing, even though it's an ugly thing. So we have to find out why we've accepted certain beliefs, and then we can say, okay, well, I can adjust this. The reason I don't believe I deserve money is, well, that's the reason. So I'll make an adjustment on that, and then it'll be okay. See, I can't tell you what the adjustment will be, but I can tell you, in a sense, one of the reasons why I felt like that. I felt like if I had lots of money, again, I would become an egotistical, I would not become real anymore. Somehow the money would change me. It's a funny thing. I always ran around saying money doesn't change you, and yet I believed inside that money would change you. that money would change me to the point where I wouldn't be that honest person anymore. See, I'm honest. I try to be honest to a fault. In other words, right to the point where it becomes damaging to me, because when someone says something to me, I try to give an honest answer. And sometimes those answers are not really that appreciated. But they're honest. Because in our world, we don't totally appreciate full honesty. We prefer to have things colored over a little bit. And I can understand that. But in my case, I felt that's not acceptable. Because if I start coloring everything in, where does it ever stop? Pretty soon all my writing is colored. It doesn't work. It has to be as honest and as real as possible. And I felt that I would lose that, maybe, if too much money came flowing in. Why? Because I always feel I have a bit of an ego. I was always afraid of an ego. Funny thing, there is a belief. See, one leads into another, but as I go through it, and I go through it, I begin to understand it. As I begin to understand it, I lose my fear of it. And pretty soon I go and I say to myself, well, okay, if I have too big of an ego, I have too big of an ego, so what? Who's to say what amount of ego is the correct amount anyway? And if I'm honest all the time, well, then people also begin to become more honest with me, and they'll say, hey, you've become a bit of an asshole. Do you think you can make an adjustment? You know, I might say, do you think? Well, I suppose I could make an adjustment. The trick is first to become honest with ourselves. And I can tell you, in honesty, that'll be the biggest tearjerker that you'll ever, well, see, read, think about, feel. So find someone you can talk to just about beliefs, till every belief you have is dug out. And there you'll find what's holding you back. Anyway, that's it for today. Have a good luck with it.